In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. If we were to read the first lesson from the Old Testament assigned for this evening, it is from Exodus. And when the Jews gather for Passover every year, what happened is described in that Exodus. The youngest child among them asks one question. And the question is this: why is this night different from all other nights? And after the child asks that question, the head of the family, the father, answered the question by describing how God saved his people from slavery and brought them to the promised land. So that's what Passover reminds them of: a people enslaved, being rescued by God and taken to a good land. And the more I thought about tonight and how I would answer the question, why is this night, this Thursday night, this Holy Thursday night, different from all other nights, the more ideas came to mind. And we could spend the rest of our lives reflecting on the central elements of our faith that we celebrate tonight and still not exhaust all the meaning that they contain. So I want this evening to reflect on one thing that comes to mind, and that is the virtue of faith. The church is described as the faith community. The virtue of faith, as it is demanded by the Eucharist. We must have faith to understand what Eucharist is all about, what Holy Communion is all about, what the Lord's Supper is all about. This act that we Sunday after Sunday participate in, if it is to be meaningful, it demands that we put faith in it. And also, not only faith, but also love, the virtue of love, as love is demonstrated in that gospel read today from St. John about Jesus washing the feet of others. And I think that the Eucharist is the greatest test of our faith for Christians today. It is a test, I believe, that statistics on mass attendance show is too much for many who are Christians to cope with. It challenges our minds to accept that the Son of God, who took on human flesh, could just as easily take on the form of bread and wine and become our food and our drink. How does this happen, we ask ourselves? Especially we Christians who are Eucharistic. How could this Son of God, who has taken on human flesh, could become bread and wine for you and me? In tonight's gospel, Peter could not imagine that their master and Lord would stoop to wash their feet. He couldn't imagine. Jesus said to him, You don't understand it now, but you will understand it later. You don't understand it now, but you will understand it later. And Peter's response was, you will never, ever wash my feet. And Jesus went on to say to him, unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me. In other words, dear friends, Jesus said to Peter, you just have to believe me that what I am doing for you will keep us united throughout eternity. And these words, dear friends, are amazingly similar to what Jesus said earlier in John's Gospel about the Eucharist. Remember those words that he said earlier about the Eucharist? He says, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life within you. Simple words, yet profound words. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Peter had to simply take Jesus on his word, even if what Jesus was doing did not make sense to him. So we see that in the Eucharist, we have to simply take on his word. His word, this is my body, even if what Jesus says does not make sense to us. You and I know that scientists tell us today that there are certain foods that nourish and certain foods that are of little value or that can even be harmful to us. Some foods can be harmful to us. The foods that truly nourish us do so not because they look or taste wonderful, but because they contain certain invisible nutrients in the food. So when Jesus said, the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world, if we believe him, dear friends, to be trustworthy, then we will trust that there is something in this food that will give us eternal life. Every time we come to Holy Communion, every time we come to Eucharist, if we believe Jesus to be trustworthy, then we will trust that there is something in this bread, something in this wine that will give us eternal life. We don't know how. We don't know how. St. Paul tells us in the epistle read this evening, and that epistle, which is the oldest written about the Holy Eucharist. As I said at the beginning, I could contemplate this for the rest of my life and still probably would not understand. But as Jesus said, remember these words, what he said, you will understand later. You will understand later. The second main idea in this evening's liturgy focuses on love and service. We focused on Eucharist, and then now we focus on love and service. Have you ever wondered why we have the gospel of the washing of the feet tonight and not focus entirely on the Eucharist? Why is there focus on washing of it. I think the reason is that the church wants us to know that love and service is as important as the Eucharist. Love and service, they are as important as the Eucharist. For without love, as St. Paul says, I am nothing. Without love, I am nothing. If I can't love, I am nothing. And so, since actions speak louder than words, Jesus gave us an example in action to help us remember how important it is. That act of washing the feet, the washing of feet was the task of a servant, a maid, for who would enjoy feet, to wash feet, a servant's feet, when he had to walk on dusty, unpaved, dirty roads where animals as well as human beings walked? Who would have enjoyed to wash those feet? But we see that act of humility on the part of Jesus in washing the apostles' feet was only a preview of his great act of humility in giving his life for us on the cross. Love, service, washing, that humble task, a preview of his great act of humility in giving his life for us on the cross. Lest we forget this act of love and service, he asked us to do it in remembrance of me. Do it in remembrance of me. Notice, dear friends, in the reading from Paul, Jesus says this twice. Why? Because it is so very important. So important that we not forget. So I end this evening with this question again. Why is this Holy Thursday night different from all other nights? When this question was asked at the Passover, at that supper, with the description of God saving his people, the answer helped the youngest child and everyone else at the dinner, the Jewish dinner table, when that question was asked, to gain a sense of their identity as God's people. To gain a sense of their identity as God's people. So, when we gather here tonight, we are given, through the liturgy, a sense of our identity as God's people. We are God's people. We are followers of Jesus Christ, who gather here in faith to celebrate his memory, to receive him as our food and drink, and simply to love one another. Amen.